guys. Happy Sunday.
Yeah, it's getting cold.
A little bit, running a little bit late today.
Yeah.
Because Tom didn't look at the clock again.
Yeah, I was cooking.
He was making pizzas.
Making pizza and stuff.
And then I was like, you know we have to go on in like 15 minutes. And he was like, well, shit. And I was like, yeah, that's, you know.
No, I made extra pizza, so I have like leftover pizza because I like cold pizza.
Well, yeah. I think everybody likes cold
bacon
pizza.
Bacon and pineapple. Bacon and pineapple. So you get the salty and sweet happening on the pineapple.
DJ Maniac says, I just made a cauldron of mac and cheese. A cauldron, mind you.
Oh, shit.
And I'm not even going to be eating it till later in the week. Damn, four different cheeses, bacon, couple different sauces.
Okay, well, at least you got protein in there somewhere.
Mmm, that sounds good.
I really recommend that if you're one of these high carbohydrate eating motherfuckers, get you some of that damn, go on, get you some of that whey protein drink mix. Because just one scoop of that got as much protein as a chicken breast. So you should drink that protein along with the shit like macaroni and cheese. Kind of balance it out, man. There's no nutrition in pasta.
Oscar says, cold in Florida, sure.
It gets kind of about 40, 30.
I think it's in the 40s. Yeah. Honestly, if you hear anything in the background, because, you know, my office is on the second floor all day since this morning, when I got up this morning, the wind out there, it sounds like a fucking tornado. Yeah. And it's like blowing like branches and shit into the window. Yeah, so it's like every now and then it's like, whoosh, I'm just like, Jesus Christ.
The storm's coming.
I recorded a couple, I recorded a movie review and a book review earlier, and I was just kind of, I don't know how loud it is in the background, but I think I said on one of them, if you hear like some fucking horror movie shit in the background, it's the fucking wind outside. I don't know why I guess the way the house is situated, but the wind is like really, really loud in this room. Somebody said, I was watching you guys Friday night. What happened with the stream? Yeah, we lost the connection.
Just lost connection.
And we were having so much trouble getting it back that we were just kind of like, fuck it.
Yeah, and we were on for 4 hours. So
That's true.
And we were going to end the show anyway around that time. So we were like, okay, show's over.
Yeah, I just didn't want to go through like the hassle of... Because usually I have to like restart the thing and then make sure, and it's just kind of like...
Yeah, and we would have had to... make a new connection, and then go, oh, by the way, we've been on for 4 hours, and so we're going to go off about 10. So you have a four-hour show and a 10-minute show.
Right, so we were just kind of like, wow, fuck it.
We were loaded, too.
That, too, and I was just kind of like, I was like, yeah, I'm getting up on them. I don't have any patience for that, and I was kind of hungry.
Yeah.
I don't normally comment, but I love watching y'all's streams. I used to live in Florida, too, and you make me miss it so much. Oh,
yeah,
I was going to say I hadn't seen your name before.
I don't know when you left, but, man, Florida's moving up, man. It's coming up.
Jason Willie says,
I've been here for 10 years and it's changed a lot when I come out here, because I used to live out here. I come out here and like, man, it's changed a lot in 10 years. This used to be the middle of fucking nowhere. This is just the edge of the city.
Now it's the edge of nowhere.
It's the edge of the city.
As opposed to the middle of nowhere. Now it's on the edge of nowhere. Jason Willie says, never seen this film. Is it good?
Yeah.
I actually quite like this movie, but don't go into it expecting it to be a horror movie, because it's not necessarily. I do kind of feel like the way that they marketed it, I'm not sure about the trailer, but I do know that, you know how the most common poster for it has that creepy monkey toy with the symbols, just like, you know, was on the cover of that Stephen King book? That monkey is in the movie for a second, but it doesn't really have anything to do with the movie. This, I would call this, it's like a psychological thriller, I guess. Kind of reminds me of Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
Yeah.
It's that kind of, like, situation. So it's not a straight-up horror movie, but...
a psychological thriller with horror elements.
And it, honestly, more than... it's not scary.
Damn.
Yeah, that's what I told you.
Blow the house down.
It's not scary, but it's really sad.
Yeah.
This is one of the saddest
torture
horror movies I've ever seen.
Psychological.
It's really sad.
It's about this woman. I think she probably just turned 50, probably. She's around that time, huh?
Although the actress was only 35.
Yeah, but
they tried to make her look older. Like, they put, like, gray in her hair and stuff like that.
So maybe she's supposed to be 40-something.
Yeah.
And, she's just in this fucking just torturous relationship with her father, who just fucking, the mom's dead, and it's just a long story. She got left at the altar for this dude that she loved, and fucking somehow or another fucking she tried to kill herself, and fucking during the during the attempt. I think she tried to burn the house down or something.
No, she tried to burn down the library where she worked. Library, that's right. Why they were retiring her.
Right.
Because they felt bad for her because she had mental issues.
And she somehow was getting blamed for putting her dad in the wheelchair. So she had to... The dad was constantly guilt-tripping her about, you put me in this wheelchair, now you gotta take care of me type of deal. And fucking... It's a good movie. I like the movie. It's kind of like... It's a horror movie, maybe kind of like in the way that maybe Psycho is a horror movie, or Whatever Happened to Baby Jane is kind of like a horror movie.
That's kind of the vibe that it gave me.
And there are... I hadn't seen it in a long time. I saw it long time ago, 20 years ago, and it impressed me. I was like, oh, man. You know what I mean? It's real fucking sad. But now that I've seen it again, it still holds up. And I picked up on a lot of stuff that I didn't pick up on before. I guess I wasn't quite old enough, or I'd forgotten it. There's a lot of elements in this. She is a good person. She saves a girl who's like her, or kind of becoming like her type of deal. There's a lot of self-sacrifice involved in it. But man, the end.
I mean, I think that's why this movie is so sad, is because even though she has issues, you understand why she has issues, and you feel so bad for her because she's such a nice person who did not deserve, like, what the fuck happened to her at all.
And then at the end, you find out that it was all bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I necessarily want to spoil it, because I feel like a lot of people haven't seen this. It.
Yeah.
It's weird, because I think Tila recommended this when we were talking about...
I talked about it, and she saw it.
Yeah, 70s, right? So you guys were talking about it, and I was just kind of like, oh, yeah, we should watch that. And I thought that I hadn't seen it, but when we watched it again, I was like, oh, wait, no, I have seen this, because, like, some of the stuff, like the stuff with the chimpanzee and everything, I was like, and a couple of the dinner scenes, I was like, oh, yeah, I remember this. So I did see it. I think, because what I used to do, this is on YouTube for free, right?
Yeah, you can watch for free on YouTube before they take it down, but it's been up there for several years. And it's not available. You can't get it on DVD on its own.
It's really hard to get.
Streaming it.
You can get it on...
You can get it on a 2-movie deal. That's it.
Yeah, I think it's a DVD or maybe a Blu-ray. And it's a double feature with Crawlspace.
Crawlspace.
Which actually I just reviewed a couple weeks ago as well.
Crawlspace and this one on it for $10. And that's the only recorded version that they have available right now. So I don't know what the picture quality is like. The aspect ratio, if I remember correctly, wasn't the aspect ratio... almost like a TV aspect ratio?
Yeah, see, that's why I thought, when we first started watching, I was like, is this a TV movie? Because it looks like the TV aspect ratio.
Yeah.
But I guess not.
It wasn't, no. It was a movie.
I mean, it was directed, the guy that directed it, George Edwards, this was the only movie he directed. He was usually a producer. He actually produced Frogs, which is funny because we talked about Frogs a couple weeks ago, and that also had Ray Milland in it as a crotchety old bastard in a wheelchair, which he also is in this one. So I was kind of like, ooh, he's got a little niche there of like parts like that. And he also did, he produced one called How Awful About Alan. Jesus Christ.
God damn, the house is going to fucking blow. Which, good thing this is a fucking concrete house.
Yeah.
This shit would be rocking under that kind of wind.
Which actually I've seen that sounds familiar. I think I've seen that too. And he produced Harper Valley PTA. You know what's interesting is that the actress that plays Louise in this, who's the main part, Carrie Snodgrass, and she actually was nominated for an Oscar for Diary of a Mad Housewife. I don't think she won, but she got 2 Golden Globes. She was in The Fury also, that Brian De Palma movie. And this was a fun fact. She was actually the first choice to play Adrian in Rocky. That's who Sylvester Stallone wanted to play Adrian, and she said no. So that's why then they got Talia Shire. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was, like, really interesting. So, but yeah, so she's in this. And like I said, even though, God, it's, like, so distracting. It's, like, unbelievable that fucking weather.
It's loud, isn't it?
It is. It's really loud. But, yeah, even though I looked up, because I was interested, because I was like, we were watching it, and I was like, obviously they want to make her look like this sort of like fading dowager type woman. Yeah. And I was like, well, clearly she's not as old as they're trying to make her appear.
Yeah.
So I was interested to see like what age the actress actually was. Like when this movie came out, she was 35.
Yeah.
But they did, they olded her up. They put like kind of gray in her hair and they made her look real dowdy.
They dressed her in clothes from the 60s.
Yeah. So, and she looks very prim and like kind of, yeah. And she's a librarian.
Cute, though. She's cute.
Yeah. Yeah. But they clearly wanted her to be. I think they were trying to make it like she was like mid to late 40s.
I think so, yeah.
Or something like that. Because at the beginning, like she worked at the library for a really long time and they were retiring her, but she wasn't retirement age. They were retiring her because, like I said, she had mental issues and she had started a fire at the library because she was like having an episode. And so, you know, they all knew her and they knew she was going through some shit. And so they said, okay, well, we'll just retire you instead of like pressing charges, I would assume. So, because I think a couple times when she was saying about retiring, she's like, yeah, I know I'm too young to retire, but blah, blah, blah. But I think she actually was too young to retire.
Yeah, so. That's who we're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. So they did like make her look older than she actually was at the time. So, yeah, so Ray Milland plays her dad, and so the mom's dead. The dad's name is Wendell, and he's in a wheelchair, and he is the literal worst. I mean, this dude, holy fucking shit. His whole thing, he has some kind of weird psychological thing with her where he doesn't want her to have a normal life. He essentially just wants her to be his fucking slave or something.
Yeah, that's the action right there.
So it's like, you know, just her doing normal shit, like going to a movie or something like that. He's like, he's not having it. He's just kind of like, well, what about me? I have to be here. I'd like to go to the movies too.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? Who's going to cook my dinner? Who's going to do this and that and the other thing? And he's just he's literally the worst. And yeah, her thing, like 19 years ago, she was engaged to a dude named Robert, and they were, like, super in love and everything. And, like, they have a couple of flashbacks that look like old, home videos and stuff of them. And, like, when she was young. And he disappeared on the eve of the wedding, I guess. Or, like, you know, when the wedding was going on. So he disappeared. Nobody ever found him. So that's another thing where it's kind of, like, sad because she keeps calling the cops or like the Division of Missing Persons or whatever. Yeah. And you can tell that the people there, like she calls all the time and they're just kind of like, oh God, it's this fruitcake again.
Yeah. Well, they figure he just ran off with some other woman and covered up his tracks and that bitch is gone.
Yeah.
And
that's what's really sad is that, I think it's a good part because she's really awkward. And she's got problems. She's like mentally ill and stuff, but she's so good-hearted. And when you see what her life is like, I mean, you can't help but like be really, really sympathetic. And you can't help, like I said, that one scene where she calls the missing persons and the dude is just kind of like, oh, Jesus. And he's like rolling his eyes and stuff. And I just felt so, so bad for her.
They're asking, is it like Flowers in the Attic? No, it's nothing like Flowers in the Attic.
I guess like tone-wise, maybe.
Yeah,
Flowers in the Attic was kind of more.
It was like an incest story.
Yeah.
No, it has nothing to do. And the kids were being kept up in the attic. It's nothing like that.
Not really.
No.
It is kind of like a fucked up family dynamic.
Kind of almost more like a reversal of Psycho.
Yeah.
Closer to
And
it.
So, like, this poor woman is. Yeah. So she has these, like, fantasies. Like, the only way that she can get through her day, I guess, and I don't blame her, is to have. She has all these fantasies about, like, killing her dad.
Yeah. She never actually does it. Well, no. Oh, well, I can't. I don't want to. You see a bunch of murders happen, but they're in her fantasies. So that kind of gives the horror element to the movie.
Yeah.
Instead of her actually killing her dad, they show her kill her dad probably about 7 or 8 times in a bunch of different ways. But then she snaps out of it, and that didn't actually happen. She was just fantasizing about it. So that's kind of like part of the horror element of the movie.
Which, it's, you know,
the
I mean...
The more you find out, you hate this motherfucker as much as she does.
He's the fucking worst, man.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like... And like the more the movie goes on and the more the revelations like come about, like what he's literally, he's the worst. I mean, honestly, I'm not blaming her for not just like smothering the dude, but I think I would have.
Yeah.
Just whoops. Look at that. Must have just had a heart attack or some shit like that. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, she's got this other ritual where she goes down to the... She constantly has this reoccurring fantasy that she's going to go to Hawaii on vacation. So she goes down to the travel agency and starts looking around all the pamphlets and goes through the ritual of buying it. Does she actually ever buy the ticket, or does she walk out before she buys the ticket?
She never buys the ticket.
She never buys the ticket.
Well, no, she does toward the end, but that's it's a different situation.
Yeah, right. But they constantly, the people that work there are like, ah, she's back again. And she goes through the whole thing, you know what I mean? And they kind of
I can't decide. Where should I go? You know, should I go to Paris or should I go?
Yeah.
And then the guy that works at the travel agency is like, again, like, oh, here's this fruitcake again.
Yeah, they're sick of this chick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's so, I mean, she doesn't really seem aware that other people are like...
She's living out a fantasy that she's going to go away.
That she's actually going to go somewhere.
She's not going to go anywhere.
Well, like I said, that's what makes the whole thing so sad, is that she's very, very aware that her life is so constricted.
Yeah.
She can't go anywhere because of her dad, but she desperately wants to. Yeah. And it, like I said, just doing something normal, just like going to the movies or going to the park with her friend or something like that, is like this big, huge deal.
Yeah.
Because it's like this big fucking rigmarole that she has to go through with this fucking jackal that she lives with.
Now, she's not poor. She's rich. Her dad's fucking got a shit ton of money.
Somewhere.
And he doesn't trust the banks.
Yeah.
So he keeps it all in cash around the house. And she does want to know where he keeps his money. But he won't let her know where he keeps his money because he's like, well, you wait for him to die and you're going to take all my money? And,
yeah.
And he's like, you're saving all this money. What are you going to do with it? You can't take it with you when you die and shit. And he's like, well,
and he's not using it. It's like he's not enjoying it.
Right, right. He doesn't do anything with it.
And he just sits around and gripes.
Yeah, so where the money is one of the elements in this movie. And she does eventually find where the money is. Man.
Don't.
This is not a spoil. You can't spoil this movie because...
Oscar said way to spoil it, Tom. Well, I guess because one thing they...
But that one thing...
It's not... Yeah.
It's not a
That's
big
not
part.
Like the main big spoiler.
She does find out where it is. That's one part of this story. Her friend buys her a pet chimpanzee. And that's like one of her...
Named Dickie.
Yeah, and that's... She always had toy chimpanzees, but she said always wanted a real chimpanzee. Well, her friend bought her one.
Like back in the day when you could just walk into a pet shop and buy a chimpanzee.
So that's like her surrogate child, and she loves a chimpanzee, and her dad fucking hates it. All right, he hates it. She keeps telling her to get rid of it. So that's another element of the story. She keeps looking for the damn missing guy who she was gonna marry. She eventually finds out fucking where he is. It's just a good flick. I can't really fucking spoil it. You can see it for free on YouTube. It's worth watching. It's an engrossing movie. It's kind of slow, but it sucks you into it because something is always happening in the movie. They also make you feel for this woman.
God, I felt
so she's got it fucking
It's like
bad.
One of the saddest movies ever. This is one of the saddest movies I've ever
seen.
It's just so sad.
She lives in an endless cycle of fucking losing and being a loser. And her dad is really fucking...
And she didn't do anything to deserve it. She's a really good person. And we forgot to mention, too, that this the girl that is taking over her job at the library, who's much younger, they actually, like, strike up a friendship.
Yeah, and they're a lot alike.
And they're... Yeah, and they're actually a lot alike. And the younger woman is kind of like... She has a mom who's also,
like
the
that.
Worst.
Yeah.
Who's kind of like the dad. And so... Louise starts to relate to this girl and is trying to like help her. Like it, she doesn't ever come out and say this, but she's kind of, she's like, please don't end up like me.
Right.
So she's really trying to like get her to go fucking live her life and get the hell away from her horrible mother and all this other stuff.
So she's trying to save herself and save this friend of hers, kind of through part of the story. But really, you know, I enjoyed the movie. I don't think there's much more I could say about it without spoiling it. Unless there's anything more about the making of the movie we want to talk about.
There's really not a lot of info about this. I kind of feel like it's sort of forgotten about.
It's a forgotten movie.
As I said, you know, Carrie Snodgrass, she was in some other stuff.
She died young.
She did, actually. She did. She was married to Neil Young for a time.
I think she died around 50.
Yeah, I think she was pretty young when she died, unfortunately. Yeah, what was it? Because we looked it up.
I don't know.
But
I think it was cancer.
Yeah, but she was in some stuff. Like I said, they actually wanted her for Rocky. She was the first choice, but she turned it down for whatever reason. But yeah, this is one of those things, and they marketed it.
Does she want to be Rocky's wife?
Yeah, she was supposed to be Adrian.
Adrian, okay, makes sense.
Oscar said, "How did she cause him to become a cripple?" I don't think that was in there.
I thought that had something to do with her burning something down and him falling and suffering.
I don't think so. I don't remember that because the fire that she started was at the library.
I thought he said, "You put me in here." I thought he said, "You put me in this chair." I'd have to go back and look at it again.
Maybe he just meant, like, by her being a pain in the ass.
Something.
Which she's not. But, I mean, that's, like, what... Because he was just constantly trying to, like, guilt her into, like, taking care of him. Like, she had to, like... She's, like, sitting there having to, like, massage him. And she has to cook for him. And, you know...
Yeah, look, it's free on YouTube.
Yeah.
Just fucking watch that bitch for free. And you'll see in the comments... Don't read the comments because they have probably spoilers in those comments underneath that movie. But everybody likes that movie. They're like, "Oh man, I didn't know about this movie," or "Oh, this is a great movie," and you know. Then they have like some young guy going, "This movie fucking sucked," you know. It didn't have this and that, and then he gets
dogpiled. It's not a horror movie. It's not a horror movie.
He gets dogpiled on. That goes, y'all millennials, not millennials. What do you call them? Y'all Zoomers? Fucking don't know what's good, you know, that kind of shit. You guys like instant bullshit. It's a slower burn. It is a slow burn movie, but it is it's very interesting through the whole burn.
And it's got some kind of like, I don't want to say, it does have some stuff that's like a little bit tends more toward comedic, I guess, especially the stuff having to do with like the chimpanzee.
Yeah.
Because, you know what I mean?
Her fantasies.
And her fantasies are like kind of funny.
Yeah.
The first one actually kind of reminded me of the Father's Day segment of Creepshow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where it's just like... Where they hit him in the head with the fucking, you know, ashtray or whatever.
Now, the only thing I could really kind of poke fun at the movie about is it's 1980, and it's got some of the songs, there are songs in it, I think.
With lyrics.
With lyrics, and that's very, very 70s. It does not feel right to have songs in it that have lyrics.
Yeah, so there's like some scenes where she's just like, you know, walking through the town, and then there's a song like kind of a folky sounding
folk songs.
Yeah, that's kind of like, is it like about her? I don't really know.
It's about sadness and
shit. They did that a lot in the 70s. Like, everything had to have like a theme song.
Yeah, like a theme song
that was sort of like about.
Yeah,
you know,
Eye of the Tiger. Yeah.
Well, I don't even. I was thinking more of stuff like Arthur.
Yeah,
like stuff like that.
Right, exactly.
Where it was like a song about.
Yeah.
The movie
that didn't age too well, but this movie could be remastered easily. I would just change I would change the soundtrack, but the score and rest of it is okay.
I feel like this might be a good one to remake. Although
Snodgrass is fucking hard to top. This is kind of her role. I mean,
I know.
It'd be like trying to remake Psycho and not have Nancy Perkins in it or something.
That's true. I don't know. You could do something like this. You know what? I kind of feel like this is kind of coming out of left field. But a movie that I saw, was it last year that it came out? I think it was that movie that was on Netflix called Run that was about the woman who had kind of like Munchausen syndrome by proxy. And she had like the daughter in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
And she was like trying to keep her in the house, like to keep her safe and everything. It's almost kind of like that sort of vibe. Or like I said, you know, whatever happened to Baby Jane, it's that kind of thing where it's somebody, it's like a psychological manipulation, this really sick, you know, familial relationship where one of them is just kind of like completely like manipulating
and real sadistic and shit.
Yeah, it's just, it's really messed up. And like I said, you will seriously 10-15 minutes into this movie, you were totally going to want to fucking push Ray Milland's ass down the stairs in his fucking wheelchair.
Yeah.
Which, like I said, if that was me, I totally would have done that. But I'm not blaming her as a character because she's kind of mousy and I'm presuming that she's so used to being treated that way. I don't remember. Did they say in the movie like how long she had been? Well, I guess it presumably it had been 19 years, right? Yeah, because that's when she was gonna get married, and that's when her fiance disappeared, and then from then on, I'm assuming that the dad was kind of like, oh, see, those dudes, they're no good. You have to stay here and take care of me, and I'm sick and blah, blah, blah. And so for, like, almost 20 years of her life, she's been, like, under the thumb of this motherfucker.
Yeah.
And it's just really, really sad. Yeah, Oscar said she died at Jenny's age. Ooh, isn't that creepy? Yeah, I think she was only 50 when she died. And, yeah, that's pretty... Mango said, if I recall right, a lot of people blamed Neil Young for Carrie's career not really taking off. Interesting. I'm going to have to look up more about that, actually. Because, yeah, she wasn't in a lot of stuff. She was in, like I said, Diary of a Mad Housewife in 1970. And she actually got an Oscar nomination for that and a BAFTA nomination. And then, you know, but she was in this, but that was like 10 years later. So I don't know if she was in a lot of stuff. Yeah, I mean, maybe Neil Young was, like, so famous, he's like, hey, why don't you do the same thing that Ray Milland's character in this fucking... I don't know. I don't know Neil Young.
On my tablet, man, it's just pausing every, like, 2 or 3 seconds. Is the stream smooth for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, no one's complained about it.
All right.
And my shit's been green the whole time. All right. You know, my little button's been green the whole time.
Okay.
So I'm assuming it's just you, probably.
All right.
But, yeah, this is on YouTube for free. As I said, don't go into it expecting a horror movie, because I kind of feel like it was marketed as one, but it's not. It's just kind of more like a drama, sort of. So don't go into it like thinking it's going to be scary, because it's not scary. It's just really, really sad. It's a bummer. Okay, I'm going to tell you that
right now. Yeah, it's a good movie, though.
It's a bummer, but it's a good movie. It's really sad, like really tragic. Oh, before we go, I want to give a shout out to one of our fans, Miguel, who sent me a PayPal donation today. So thank you very much, Miguel. You know, I talk to him on Facebook.
The lighting is really bad in this video.
It's no different than usual.
Okay. Everybody looks green.
Well, I don't have... Maybe that's just you. You know what I mean? That might just be your screen. Right. It also might be because it's a little bit darker in here because it's cloudy outside.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else you'd like to complain about?
Yeah, what? I'm going to complain. I'm going to complain. That's just how I do it.
God damn it. Everything's green. Yeah. Holy crap. Yeah, Mango said, yeah, it's running fine. Yeah, that's what I thought.
All right.
I think it's just your thing. All right. So I guess that'll do it for today. I got a couple other things I got to do this afternoon. Oh, we got to send out Trey's shirt. I have it all packed.
Oh, yeah.
I have it all packed up and addressed and stuff. Right. But we got to go drop it off. So tomorrow we'll do a matinee. We're gonna talk about The Great Escape.
Yeah,
the Steve McQueen movie.
Saw that one last night. It was pretty good. I liked it
because Tom had never seen it, and I was like, I saw it, but I haven't seen it since I was a teenager.
Never
probably.
Seen a Steve McQueen movie.
Yeah, well, but I told you it was good.
Yeah, Great Escape. It's
I forgot it was 3 hours long.
You can
though.
Watch it for free on
Amazon Prime.
On Amazon Prime, and it's. All-star cast. It's got fucking everybody's in it.
Donald Pleasance is in it. The dude that played Rockford.
What's his name? Fucking shit.
Yeah, I just
James Garner.
There you go.
fucking dude from fucking Death.
Charles Bronson is in it. Young Charles Bronson.
Yeah. Bunch of British actors are in it that you'd recognize if you see them. It's a good movie. Based on something that evidently happened, but they said it was time compressed and some of the characters were condensed into one character. But you had Steve McQueen running around doing some badass motorcycle jumps on an old fucking British fucking Triumph fucking Bonneville that was dressed up looking like a German. It dressed it up looking like a German BMW motorcycle. He was jumping over barbed wire fences with it. It was real too. I know real jump when I see it. I know he can ride. He was riding good, man. Fucking doing some pretty, really nice turns on such an antique motorcycle. Those motorcycles were not meant to be ridden fast, and he was riding that fucker as fast as you could ride across fucking dirt. It's pretty good. Pretty good movie.
So that's a taste of what we'll be talking about tomorrow. Like I said, I didn't realize because I started watching it because I was watching some Gordon Ramsay, and then I was like, oh, we should watch The Great Escape, and I forgot that it was 3 hours long. So I was kind of sleepy. I think I dozed off at one point, but that's just because I was really tired. But we stayed up and watched the whole thing. But yeah, so we're going to be talking about that tomorrow. So thanks everybody for dropping by. Have a good rest of your weekend. And we will see you guys tomorrow afternoon. Bye.